This is big.
You haven't dated just one guy in a long time. You cleared the whole roster.
I cleared the bench.
Hey, what's wrong?
Housekeeper called. A pipe burst in the bathroom.
So you're going to Connecticut now?
I gotta take a rain check.
This movie is blasphemy that this is the one that's getting reported. It's gonna dethrone Captain America. This is the movie. It's gonna do over $30 million. Like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Really? They're saying this one? I mean, I know a bunch of men are gonna see it, but it's not for the reason they want.
Yeah. You could find that photo if that's the reason why I'm talking about it, but because everything else in here, Cameron Diaz, you need to stop. you just need to stop, whatever. Everybody knows, even perverted P1 will fuck a cactus, but P1 wouldn't fuck Cameron Diaz. I can tell you that right now.
I don't know. I'm kind of numb after this movie because there's nothing. There's nothing special about it. There's nothing to say about it. I never thought I'd see a teenage movie remade for adults.
Adults? You know, I knew you, of all people, would have the best example for these kind of movies because these movies are Lehu's kryptonite.
Oh, God.
So I always love when Lehu has to go see these kind of movies because...
Oh, you mean the ones that say we're women empowering and then they're the exact opposite?
Yes. These are Lehu's top 10 list movies right here. The Other Woman, Endless Love, you know, shit like this. These are his
kind Bridesmaids, of The Heat.
Oh, funny thing about Bridesmaids, someone told me, because I remember before my screener started, I said they had one before, and I asked, it was a buddy of mine in there, I was just like, hey, so what'd you think of the movie or whatever, what was it like, and don't spoil it for me or anything like that, but just like, you know, tell me, like, sum it up in like a little summary. He said, well, if you like Bridesmaids, you're going to like this movie. I was just like, oh, fuck. I fucking couldn't stand Bridesmaids. He just looked at me and was like,
and there's one lingering quality between the two of those films, a shit joke that's not funny.
Multiple shit jokes. I mean, this movie is bodily fluids. There's this running bodily fluid jokes in here, which I was kind of shocked by. I did not expect to see that in here. I was just like, oh.
If this film really wanted to be woman empowering, and I'm being 100% honest with this, if this film wanted to be really woman empowering, they just should have. Oh, the guy cheated on us. Well, fuck him. We can go find someone else.
Yeah, but... you know, I'll just say what the problem with that is, and then we'll just get into a plot song. The problem with that is, though, is they keep... Like, first of all, the movie drags on and on and on, and it don't get to the last 10 minutes when they finally just say, fuck him. And I'm just like, god damn, shit, it's like a repeat.
That should have been the first 10 minutes.
It felt like we kept just seeing a repeat of what these characters doing the same thing over. I was just like, oh my god, they're like, can their lives be any more fucking boring? I was like, Jesus. This felt like me watching a timid version of Sex and the City.
Huh. I don't know. I can't really make that comparison because I actually never watched that show. So
I was talking about the movies mainly.
Oh, well, I'm also straight, and that was before I was reviewing, so I didn't have to watch those either.
You know, Sex and the City 2, nothing beats that, because that's got to be one of the worst films I've ever fucking seen in my life. But
I've heard that's, like, on a whole new level of bad.
I wish that came out right now so you could review it.
Oh, Jesus.
That is your top list. I mean, we're talking about The Other Woman here, which I wish it was more than these women, but I digress. you got, I mean, the movie opens up with Cameron Diaz and what's this guy named? Nick Lodge or whatever?
I don't know. He's from Game of Thrones, which, once again, it's another one of these actors that's getting typecast from Game of Thrones, and I'm just like, are all these actors that are coming from Game of Thrones, is Game of Thrones the only thing they're good on?
You know, I was just about to say, is this the year of Game of Thrones or something for that?
It's gotta be, because all these actors are getting lined up for genre projects and they're doing bad in them.
This is like the fourth actor from Game of Thrones we've seen this year, probably.
Yeah, Kit Harding, who his movie career has been down the shitter.
I know the biggest one of the year had to have been Pompeii.
Yeah, well, it was Kit Harding was in Pompeii, and you remember Silent Hill Revelations?
Silent Hill Revelations, yes I do.
Yep, so there's those two. Lena Headey had The Purge and something else.
She had something this year.
Mortal Bones!
What was it?
Mortal Bones.
Motor Bones. Yeah, there you go. Wasn't she in something this year, too? I can't remember.
She probably is, and we just forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. Personally, I forgot. I know she was in... I thought she was in something smaller this year as well. I thought we saw something, but I don't remember. But, hey, you got Nicolaj Waldo. He got a Game of Thrones name, brother. He plays Mark King. Opens up him and Cam Diaz. They're on dates. I ain't never seen him. First of all, he playing a pimp. I ain't never seen a pimp go on his way do all this shit. I mean, goddamn.
His pimp hand is very nice and pays for the tip.
It is very nice. You know why? Maybe it's because he's white. I don't know.
It could be. Maybe that's the white pimp game, but...
Yeah, I was just like, maybe that's the white pimp. He, like, buys her, like, Tiffany jewelry and shit like that.
Yeah, the white rich pimp game.
I was like, the black pimps I know from the Boondocks, yeah, bitch ain't got that goddamn thing. Unless a bitch want to walk that stroll and make his money, he ain't getting a goddamn thing. But I digress. Yeah, him and Cameron Diaz living a lovely life. You think they're perfect, and then he wakes up, and next you know, he's waking up next to Leslie Mann, and you find out, oh, he's married to her. So,
bum 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 bow.
You make that sound effect noise in every one of these movies we have to see, to be honest, because they always hit that point in the first 10 minutes where it's just like, happy life. Fucked up life.
Happy life? Fuck this guy.
You know, that's another problem I have with the movie, too. We'll get to him later. But Carly soon meets Carly, played by Cameron Diaz. She meets his wife, which is played by Leslie Mann, like I said, and discovered that they've been having an affair and stuff like that. And then next you know when... I'll just skip all that part. And then next you know, they become friends, and then they meet another woman that they've been cheating on in... What is it? Kate Upton, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, who?
Frankly, My age!
Is she really your age?
Yes, she is. She was only... Someone told me this. Someone was like, you know she was only born 2 weeks after you. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You know what? She does look young. Like she looks really young. I think it's just because of her height. That's why I kind of thought she was a little older. But she serves no fucking purpose in this movie.
No, she doesn't.
They just threw her in here just to have, oh, chick with big tits in here. So
they needed her for that one shot.
Exactly. That's all she serves her. And for a running joke at the end of the movie. But
oh, yeah.
And then next, you know, they just plot to get revenge on his ass. The end. I mean.
Which literally, okay. I took one of my friends that's a girl to see this, and she told me verbatim that half of the shit from this movie, do you remember the movie John Tucker Must Die?
Oh, that was the man. That was the first movie of Movie Spoilers Alumni, The Failure. Taylor Kitsch was in.
Yeah, that was. She was telling me that a lot of the revenge tactics that they use in this movie were the same ones they used in that movie.
Your friend is not lying, and I did not think of that until you just said something right there.
Uh huh.
Because I remember I watched that movie, probably about around this time last year. On TV, because I was like, I'd seen parts of it, but never seen the whole thing. I was like, let me watch my boy Taylor Kitsch and see how bad he really is in his first movie.
You know what? It's a fun, bad movie.
And I was watching it, and yeah, some of the pranks that, not even to think about it, even in the trailer, they pull some of those pranks off, whatever. So, yeah.
What is it with girls and thinking, oh, I know what's the worst thing to do against a guy? Let's make him shit his pants.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but yeah, shitting is a natural state of the human body, so yeah.
Yeah, like girls think, that's going to make a guy feel horrible whenever he shits his pants. We're just like, oh, sweet, I have an excuse to go to the bathroom.
I was about to say, and what did he do after he got done in that bathroom? He found him a Brazilian girl, did he not?
Yep.
Exactly, so I don't think that stopped him from the whole nipple thing and the hair loss thing. First of all, if he was losing hair, I think he would have lost more than that. But second of all, that sure didn't stop him from looking good and smiling and hitting on all these women. So I don't know what the fuck their plan was, that the whole plan and the whole thing here. But
and this gets to my point. This movie, like, if it really wanted to be woman empowering, it just should have been the three of them saying, fuck this guy, let's go get other people. And the story is more of a dramedy about them finding other people.
The thing is, Cameron Diaz's character plays a lawyer, too. I mean, Leslie Mann could have easily said, okay, you're a lawyer and you're the woman who slept with him, so you can also testify as well. I'm taking his ass to court.
That actually would have been an even better comedy.
I'm taking his ass to court now, whatever. And then they wouldn't have him. Leslie Mann just spends this whole fucking movie crying and shit like that. And to get back on the Nicolaj character, Mark King, which is funny because we have a fan named Mark.
Yes, we do.
What a coinky ding. So I guess we found out who's the first thing, because he's Mark King the second. So the thing I hate about him is, well, just his character in general in all these movies is they always play this, they always have that one guy character. This is the Tyler Perry syndrome. There's one character here. He's rich. He's well known. He seems like a nice guy. Someone you want to hang around with.
But deep down, he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, and then and you never see any of this until the end of the movie where he just completely loses his shit to where, for some reason, he starts running into glass windows and shit. I did not get that. I was like, when is the movie going to end now?
I didn't either. And you know what it is? It's that syndrome of where they're trying to make the audience hate him throughout. They do sprinkle things throughout the movie that makes him hate, that tries to make the audience hate him. If the cheating wasn't enough, oh, he's also embezzling money. That gives us more of a reason to be a jerk to him.
That was just something to make him more worse than what he was and just to lose all his money.
You could have just left it at the cheating.
Yeah. And like you said, they did try to sprinkle tidbits in here where it's just like, he's on a date. Still flirting or whatever. It's just like, and to be honest, it wasn't even convincing either. Like, it was just like she's looking right at him.
It had this aurora of, look at him, he's on a date and he's looking at other women. What a douche.
And the thing was, that motherfucker was on the phone every time he was on a date and women was just grabbing on him and touching. I was just like, where the fuck are these women at?
Yeah. That's my point. That's another reason why this movie isn't woman empowering, because it portrays woman as, we just need a man. Give us a man.
You know what? I was just about to say that, too, because I was like, if this is supposed to be a woman empowering film, why does it make the side character or women stupid?
Like, you and I, we could sit down with this and maybe rewrite this movie to be woman-empowering. It's the same with Bridesmaids and every other quote-unquote woman-empowering film that's come through the Hollywood stable in the last 2 years. You want a really woman-empowering film, people? They're called dramas, and you can go find them. There's one on Netflix called Short Term 12 that's a really good one.
There's even TV shows now. That show Scandal.
There's
a lot of shit.
The Good Wife,
where,
another good one.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that empower women, but, you know... Short Term 12, like you said, or Scandal, or anything like that, whatever, they don't consider themselves a woman empowering show or movie or anything like that. They just consider themselves as a show or a good movie or whatever.
Yeah, they're just truthful.
It's movies like this, though, that go out there and say, we're women empowering here. We're doing something. And you go in with that detail in the back of your head. You're just like, okay, well, they're going to do it. And then you see what they do. It's like, this is the dumbest fucking shit ever. If this is what women think of, then goddamn.
I got heavily criticized for saying this, but people were like, Bridesmaids is a perfect movie about weddings. That's how women act at weddings. And I'm just like, if that's how women act at weddings, I don't ever want to get married.
I'm about to say, then, if that was, then, you know what, if that's how weddings are supposed to be, then fuck you, then. I'd rather have a wedding from fucking Twilight if that was the fucking case or whatever. At least the dumb shit didn't happen.
Another movie that people say are woman empowering.
Leslie Mann, I usually like her. In this movie, I found her to be annoying.
They gave her nothing to do.
Yeah, she gets nothing to do but just squeak her voice a little louder. What did she remind? She was the female Adam Sandler in this movie.
Yeah, which sucks because you're right. Everything else she's been in, she's been good.
And even if she's been in something bad, she's always that little light stick.
Perfect example. This is 40.
Oh yeah, exactly. For some reason you just like her. He's just like, she's adorable, whatever. I like her. Cameron Diaz, she needs to stop trying to act like she's the sexiest woman in these fucking movies, whatever. Because, bitch, you was way past.
I know your father doesn't think that, but
yeah, you. There was times towards the end of the movie, I was like, Leslie Mann looks 20 times better than her. I mean, come on now.
And Kate Upton runs circles around the both of you.
And she does, too. I mean, the funny thing is, they was looking at her ass, and I was like, that bitch has no ass at all. We talk, she nasty talk. Come on. Her ass is so perfect. Look at it. It's just like, the movie ends with, like, pratfalls and, like, just, and they come out of nowhere.
It turns into a Looney Tunes cartoon by the end of it. And I was thinking about this when I was coming home from Ingus today, because something we've been learning about in my school is when something feels right within a narrative, And it hit me why that shit joke didn't work for me. Because it doesn't feel... It feels out of place in a movie like this.
Yeah, I was going to say which one, because remember, there's a dog shit.
All of them.
Okay, yeah.
All of them. They don't fit into a story like this. They fit into a story like Dumb and Dumber because those two are dumbasses.
You know what? You just brought up another movie where that scene actually happened, too. Another scene of the shit joke where, yeah, you expect shit like that in that kind of movie.
Yeah, because that you know what you're getting into.
In this movie, when you set up that, oh, it's a woman empowering film, and it's all about getting back at this guy, and you throw in just random shit like that, you're just like, I don't see what's so funny. My theater was cracking up laughing, dude.
I'm sure they were.
I remember there was a couple of times. It was a crowded theater. I had to look over and just like...
See, it's funny. You got a crowded theater. Mine was empty.
I wish I would have had the empty theater, because people in here were just cracking it. At like, one, I don't know if it was a dude or a chick that sitting at the edge or whatever, but... just loud, just like it was the funniest thing he or she's ever seen or something. I was just like looking over, like glancing, like, damn, what's wrong with my?
Damn, I don't know.
The dog took a shit in the apartment, started cracking up, laughing. I was just like, what is funny about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but we gotta get into the actors of actors all time, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, good.
She plays pretty much Kim Kardashian's character from Tyler Perry's Temptation.
She does.
She is verbatim that character. Like, she is straight up that character. And somebody needs to get this bitch an acting coach, because when she first introduces in the movie, she has her mouth closed down to a zit 100. And then when she finally opens her mouth and she starts talking... it is just a bunch of misogynistic bullshit that Jesus is like, all right, somebody, she is a horrible actress, dude.
Or you say get her an acting coach. I got a better idea. Don't put her in front of a camera.
This might be the start of it, dude. You know how these rappers and singers get, whatever. They get one movie, and I don't know. This looks like it's going to be probably a hit.
I hope not.
I would hope not, too. I was hoping at least it would have held out a Spider-Man and took out Captain America, but fuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I didn't laugh the whole time. I was actually bored, and the movie drags on for a long-ass time. You, that scene where they were on the beach and shit, I thought it was just about to end right there, and then it went on for another 15 minutes. I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting annoyed. I personally was. I was ready to walk out.
Okay. Fair enough. You and I are both on the same page. This is getting... you hit the nail right on the head. It's getting a mighty old fuck it for me.
Yeah, bad characters. Walked in with a message of saying, this empowers women. It's just like, you know, that already left a bad taste in my mouth of just judging these people, right? It's just like,
because whenever a movie says that, you gotta go, okay, impress me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like if you see a movie... you don't know anything about it. It's an action movie. And the opening credit is the best fucking action movie you'll ever see in your life. And then you get something like, I don't know,
Sabotage.
Brick Mansion. You're like, oh. Okay. Or Pompeii.
Yeah. And then you sit there and go, man, I really want to watch Captain America or The Raid again.
I really want to see the best action fucking movie.
Those two have set the heights for the both of us. Nothing else is gonna come close this year.
This is getting a fucking two. I was hoping I could at least give one of these movies a chance. Like, fuck.
This weekend?
Because I saw some sprinkles in here that I thought could have turned out into like a plot or whatever.
No.
Like. The scene on the beach, I thought it was a nice cinematography scene, but then they cracked in that fucking soundtrack, and I was just
Gee, I wonder why the beach scene was a nice cinematography job.
Oh, not that one, I'm talking about the one at the end.
Oh!
Yeah, not the tit job, yeah. Not that one. I don't know what the fuck that was supposed to be. But
I know exactly what that was supposed to be.
Michael Bay produced that part, he was jerking off the camera to that shit, but I'm talking about the one all the way at the end where they had the slow time where Leslie Mann's character got time to think about it and threw a ring in the ocean and shit like that. I was like, you know, that could be actually sweet here. But then they cranked in that soundtrack and I was just like, okay, yeah.
The soundtrack of like whatever Avril Lavigne is putting out in 2 weeks.
Now it's 21, whatever the fuck the album's called.
I think they're on 52.
Yeah, so fuck this movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what else to say, folks? Good night.
fuck these empowering women.
Yeah. If you want empowering women, go watch anything else.
Go watch The Heat.
No! No!
It's very empowering.
Oh, God. Good night, folks.
Later.
Menopause.
Uh-huh. Is it a little...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, mistress number three.
If we find any more mistresses, I'm going to have to send her to rehab.
You're the weirdest friends ever.
We are the weirdest friends ever.
What is up with your hot brother?
No, you can't have my husband and my brother. That's being very greedy. He's going down.